time.
There's the warning on the wall.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Gasoline prices are creeping up again.
And that's bad news for President Biden's re-election efforts. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gasoline on Thursday was $3.80. The Energy Information Administration says the average price for gas in August was $3.84 a gallon, the second highest level of prices for the month over the last decade.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reports that as gas prices head up, Saudi Arabia and Russia are extending their voluntary oil production cut until the end of the year. Meanwhile, the Biden administration canceling remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge.
The Biden administration has canceled the seven remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, overturning sales held in the final days of the Trump administration, and proposed stronger protections against development on 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The Department of Interior's scrapping of the leases comes after the Biden administration disappointed environmental groups earlier this year by approving the Willow Oil Project in the Petroleum Reserve, a massive project that could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at townhall.com, a new indictment against President Biden's son Hunter is on the way and could come before the end of September. The exact charges the president's son would face are not immediately clear, but appeared related to a gun possession charge in which he was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. He's also been under investigation by federal prosecutors for his business dealings. The Dow is ahead 69 points. The NASDAQ is down 150. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
German and Israeli officials criticized Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for his recent comments about Jews and the Holocaust.
The aging Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has previously been denounced by Jewish groups as a Holocaust denier for his doctoral thesis on the Nazis and Zionism. Yet over the years, he's continued to give rambling speeches expounding his offensive views. In this recent address to the Fatah Revolutionary Council, which was later aired on Palestine TV, he said that the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler had ordered the mass murder of Jews because of what he described as their social role as moneylenders, rather than out of animosity to Judaism.
BBC correspondent Yanal Nail. Researchers discovering new documentation that substantiates reports that Catholic convents and monasteries in Rome sheltered Jews during World War II. The findings released at the Museum of the Shoah, which is part of Rome's main synagogue. Breaking news at townhall.com. Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul casting doubt on the assessment of the Capitol physician about the health of Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Senator Paul, himself an ophthalmologist and eye surgeon, calls the diagnosis of Capitol Hill attending physician Brian Monahan misinformation. He calls Monahan's claim McConnell's recent freeze-ups may have been caused by dehydration clearly not accurate. Paul told the Hill newspaper, quote, "When you get dehydrated, you don't have moments where your eyes look in the distance with a vacant look, and you're sort of basically unconscious with your eyes open," unquote. On two separate occasions in recent weeks, McConnell froze in apparent confusion, once for about 20 and once for about 30 seconds during press conferences. Agnew, Capitol Hill.
In Austin, an extramarital affair Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton had with a donor's employee is at the center of his impeachment trial on accusations of corruption. Paxton has pleaded not guilty. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Get ready for fall with hot deals at Menards. Save big on hardwood firewood bundles. $3.99 each after 11% off. Fire up the grill. Royal Oak Hickory Charcoal is just $6.99 after rebate. Tackle fall projects with performance work gloves. $2.99 a pair after 11% off. And a 17-pound bag of fall lawn food with weed control is $14.99 after rebate. Good through September 10. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. An Appleton man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the deadly stabbing of his live-in girlfriend. In July of 2021, Fox Crossing police responded to a 911 call hang-up to find the caller, Philip Deller, telling them that someone had stabbed and killed his girlfriend, 30-year-old Leanna Mule. 5 days later, investigators took Deller into custody in connection with that incident. Prosecutors said Deller stabbed his girlfriend 70 times. A jury found Deller guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in May. Deller was sentenced on Wednesday, which was his 29th birthday, to life in prison with no chance for parole. State Senate Democrats want to get rid of Wisconsin's separate minimum wage for servers and waiters. Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson says people in the service industry shouldn't need to worry about impressing people to survive.
They need the predictability of a regular paycheck, not the stress and insecurity of relying on strangers' generosity to pay their bills.
Larson says nearly 46% of tipped workers in Wisconsin rely on public benefits to get by while still working full-time hours. The bill would set server minimum wages to the standard federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. Amazon is coming to central Wisconsin, breaking ground on a new distribution center in the village of Weston. Planning and Development Director Jennifer Higgins says this won't be like larger centers near Milwaukee and Madison, but it's still a big deal for the area.
I look at it as a good thing for the community and for just the area in general.
Higgins describes the facility as a last-mile distribution center, with packages arriving on trucks and leaving in vans to their destination. The center is expected to provide both full and part-time employment once it's completed around this time next year. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
With Republicans at the Capitol threatening to impeach State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, Democrats are getting out to support her. This is State Party Chair Ben Wickler.
Volunteers with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will be knocking on doors in Republican state legislative districts to make sure that voters from this spring know what Republicans are publicly threatening to do.
The party is spending $4 million on the effort. Republican legislative leaders are demanding Protasiewicz recuse herself from a case challenging Republican-drawn legislative maps. And Illinois revenue officials say plenty of Wisconsinites are crossing the border to buy legal marijuana.
A new report shows that nearly half of the marijuana and THC sales in Illinois counties neighboring Wisconsin came from north of the border in 2022. Total sales to Wisconsinites was over $120 million, raising about $36 million in taxes for Illinois. It's not legal to possess or use pot in Wisconsin, but it is legal in three of its neighboring states. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, age 68, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully, surrounded by family on September 2nd at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his loving wife and best friend of 39 years, Lonnie Fisher, by four children, including Elisa Fisher and Callista Phillips, survived also by two special nieces, along with 10 grandchildren, and also by four siblings, Sue Heisler, Bill Tuna Fisher, by Mark Fisher, and by Chris Frailing. Survived also by his sister-in-law, and by his special pet, Eddie, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, September 16th, at the Mulrich Park in Fifield, with a sharing of memories at 3 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, 68, Park Falls. Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her sleep on Tuesday, September 5th, surrounded by loved ones. Anna Mae is survived by her two children, Brad Johnson of Park Falls and Rick Johnson of Franklin. Survived also by five grandchildren, along with seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Saturday, September 30th at 11 a.m. Reverend Samuel Morshing will officiate. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 9 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, Park Falls. Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, of Prentice, passed away peacefully at home on September 1st. Lonnie is survived by his loving wife of over 60 years, Marge Dunbar. Survived also by his daughter, Tammy King, and by his sons, Tim Dunbar, Lonnie Dunbar, and Chris Dunbar. Survived also by his grandchildren, and also leaves behind his four great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held in his honor at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, Prentice. Lorraine A. Sarkinen, 89, of the Brentwood, Prentice area, was called home on Saturday, September 2nd. Lorraine is survived by her children, Russell Sarkinen and Elizabeth Buxton. Survived also by her siblings, Norman Haskins, by Roy Haskins, Jean Haskins. Survived also by his sister-in-law, by his brother-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A celebration of Christ and Lorraine's victory over death will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 15th at the Ogama Baptist Church in Ogama, with Pastor Rodney Price officiating. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lorraine A. Sarkinen, 89. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Join in. There's still time to walk or run this Saturday, September 9th, in the Color Run for Hope at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, supporting two great community organizations. Northwoods Living Hope, a safe place right here in Phillips, Wisconsin, for women and children in need. And His House of Hope for men overcoming addiction. Pre-register today at northwoodslivinghope.com or hishouseofhopephillips.org. Or show up at 9 a.m. for registration, and race starts at 10 a.m., from Elk Lake Park in Phillips this Saturday. Donations are welcome and greatly appreciated by both organizations, helping to bring hope for men, women, and children in need in northern Wisconsin. For more info, contact Tammy at 715-305-4531 to raise or donate.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 60. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 39 tonight, partly cloudy. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 69. Low 70s Saturday, turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-60s and scattered showers possible. Looking further out, 62 Monday and 60 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 60 this afternoon. Lows level off around 39 tonight. We should top off around 69 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles maintain their 3.5-game lead in the AL East.
Austin Hayes had 4 hits, and the Orioles picked up their 5th consecutive win by completing a 3-game sweep of the Angels, 10-3. Hayes and Anthony Santander hit back-to-back homers in the 8th inning, giving Hayes 4 RBIs. Santander and Ramon Urias each finished with 3 hits. Kyle Gibson is 14-8 after allowing 3 runs over 6 innings.
Hats off to the offense. They've done a great job. You know, in a game where we're right in the middle of a West Coast swing, finishing it up. It's been a long 6 days for us so far, and everybody knows we got a long flight ahead of us.
Luis Renjifo had a 2-run homer for the Angels, who lost their 6th in a row and fell for the 9th time in 10 games. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other American League winners included Oakland, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, the New York Yankees, the Chicago White Sox, and Houston. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the National League, winners were Pittsburgh, the Chicago Cubs, Arizona, Philadelphia, Miami, Washington, and St. Louis. One interleague game saw Seattle double up on Cincinnati 8-4. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs will have Patrick Mahomes under center tonight as they raise their championship banner and embark on a quest to become the first team to repeat in nearly two decades. Mahomes should be enough to get past the upstart Detroit Lions as the curtain rises on the 2023 regular season. Travis Kelce and Chris Jones may not be there. Kelce is nursing a knee injury while Jones has been holding out for a new contract. And in tennis, Daniil Medvedev has reached his fourth U.S. Open semifinal with a straight set victory over Andrei Rublev on Wednesday. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers let an early lead get away and fell to the Pirates 5-4 at PNC Park in Pittsburgh yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames clubbed a three-run homer in the loss, but the Brewers lead atop the National League Central down to a game and a half over the Cubs, who knocked off the Giants 8-2 yesterday. Manager Craig Counsell said too many missed opportunities.
Yeah, well, obviously missed a chance in the eighth. You know, I don't know that we had, you know, with the probably the key to the game to me was just the early innings with Falter. He would, you know, he got four easy innings, and I think we had two hits in that span. So, you know, we did obviously a great job in the first inning with some good at-bats and a big hit, but they got the game kind of back in order with, you know, with Falter, who did a good job.
Brewers face the Yankees in the first of a three-game series in New York tomorrow night. Week one of the NFL season officially kicking off tonight. Defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City playing host to the Detroit Lions. Nick Bosa's contract holdout is history after he signed a five-year deal worth $170 million yesterday. That deal includes $122.5 million in guaranteed money and makes Bosa the richest defensive player in NFL history. Packers getting ready for Sunday season opener at Chicago. Matt LaFleur has never lost to the Bears, winning eight straight. He was asked yesterday what 8-0 means entering Sunday season opener.
Nothing. I mean, it's about going 1-0, and we all know the rivalry, and not only the rivalry, but it's an NFC North opponent. So it's week one. Week one has a different feel to it always, the intensity. I can still kind of remember our first year opening up on the road there in 19 and just how crazy it was. So I would imagine it being the same.
Packers could be without their top two receivers on Sunday, both Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, sidelined with hamstring injuries. Top-ranked and unbeaten Wisconsin women's volleyball team returns to action tonight, playing host to Arizona. That one starts at 7 p.m. on FS1. Midwest League yesterday, Cedar Rapids 4, Wisconsin 1, Peoria blank, Beloit 3, zip. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black Sea was made for moving on. That girl is going, going on.
I love the music.
Country.
Yeah.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. So this giraffe, about a month ago, was born in a family zoo in Tennessee. It has no spots. No spots. It might be the only giraffe in existence that has no spots. Occasionally, they are born one solid color. This is a brown giraffe. The zoo finally announced its name. Took about a month. It's called Kipiki. And Kipiki is a Swahili name for the word unique. I like that. So this unspotted giraffe in Tennessee is called unique. Kipiki.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Introducing Term Busters, an unrivaled company that can help you save on term life insurance. In the highly competitive term life industry, rates have significantly dropped in recent years. For instance, a 45-year-old non-smoker can now secure $1 million of coverage for just $75 per month with a level rate for 10 years. Similarly, a 50-year-old non-smoker can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110 with a guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Smokers can also benefit from our great rates at Term Busters. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Whether you're in need of new or replacement term life insurance, call us today at 1-800-886-9755 for a personalized quote. Don't settle for paying more than you should. Remember, the number to reach Term Busters is 1-800-886-9755. That's 1-800-886-9755. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-smoker underwriting and an exam is required to qualify. Call 1-800-886-9755.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if you, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shopper. You got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 60. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 39 tonight, partly cloudy. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 69. Low 70s Saturday, turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-60s and scattered showers possible. Looking further out, 62 Monday and 60 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 60 this afternoon. Lows level off around 39 tonight. We should top off around 69 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat. I saved you. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My car's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right? Just busting your back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Oh, oh, oh.
Drink it down.
I like my drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring.
Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My car's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat.
Oh, 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 oh.
Cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy Bush Light. Kill a cold Miller Blue Moon Red Stripe. Natter day don't matter to me. Cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Store from mannequins sleeping in lights. We used to smoke while we were jaywalking.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
About the future like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away.
Johnson, that's the painter. All right, today is the 7th of September. September 7th, 2023. It's a Thursday. It's International Day of Clean Air and Blue Skies. I like that. It's a blue sky day. It's Neither Snow Nor Rain Day. That's for our mail carriers in the U.S. Post Office. Neither Snow Nor Rain. And it's Salami Day. Salami Day. I'll eat to that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Right now,
Geraldine.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat tent. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all on. Parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA.
even feel like life. 'Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, begging God just to stop the burn. 'Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. I ain't got the only woman who was there for me religiously.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. Off watching Desperate Housewife, daddy works his can off paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool, living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right, gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning, funny how the world keeps turning. Look, ma, no hands, I love this American. Sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller, spill a cup of coffee.